February 27th, 2023. This is going to be another one of these. I did it not that long ago, so I should probably know this. Scott Speaks, I believe is what I called it last time, which really sounds stupid now I think about it. But yeah, Bropod, Scott and Todd, Scott Speaks. Monday evening, I'm actually in about 9 hours. I am flying out to South Lake Tahoe for, the exception of last year, what is my annual ski trip with my father and family friends, the Todds. No relation to Todd of the Bropod, but Mike Todd, Julia Todd, I think Nick Todd is out there now, although I think he leaves around the same time I get there, so I might miss out on catching up with Nick. But yeah, heading out to Tahoe for a ski trip. It has been under an intense blizzard for the past 24 hours, 36 hours or so. It's supposed to continue, actually, including when I land, but the roads have thus far been, I don't want to say unaffected, but still passable. And so I have, ignore that sound. And so I have a shuttle ticket already booked, and my hope is to get up to the mountain by early afternoon tomorrow. Depending on conditions, I might go ski a few laps. I might not. Might just get there, unpack, and have dinner with my dad, and then go gamble, play some poker, and then start my ski adventure on Wednesday. I also, this time around, have a couple industry friends that will be there as well. One of which, a guy I've known for many, many years, and his buddy, who both of whom I've skied with out here in Colorado several times over the past several years. So regardless, should be a blast. Conditions should be insane because of this blizzard. I just hope enough of the mountain is open that I can enjoy the mountain and enjoy the blizzard, the results of the blizzard conditions. But anyway, so jumping on tonight, it's 11:36 p.m., to just do a super quick pod with you guys. Got to keep the streak alive of updating something every week. This is exactly the situation and the scenario for which I hate the fact that I have a streak going, because this is not the kind of content I like to put up. I'm doing it very last minute. The wife and I were hoping to do a pod tonight, but just one thing led to another. We both got busy. I had to pack. And before you knew what it was, 10:30, 11 o'clock, I was like, this isn't going to happen. So I'm putting up a pod right now. So to Jeff, you know, you are sorry that we didn't get one up this week. We'll get one up when I'm back in town next week. But anyway, yeah, just wanted to jump on and put something out there. Also, another reason that we couldn't do any sort of regularly scheduled programming, for those that listen all the time already know this, but Todd is in Europe this week. His wife, my sister-in-law, was in Europe the past 2 weeks, and now Todd is in Europe this week. Trips are unrelated. They work in totally different fields for totally different businesses, but they had stacked up some European trips for whatever reason. So Todd and I couldn't even get together and throw something up. So it's just me, just another BPST special episode, Scott Speaks. I just did this like 3 weeks ago, and now here I am doing it again. I literally, while I was packing, in addition to kind of, as you do when you pack, in addition to running through my list of, okay, make sure I got all my ski gear. And see, that's the weird thing for me, not to interrupt my own train of thought, but that's the interesting thing for me when I'm packing for a ski trip is, you know, with pretty much any other trip I have, it's like, if I'm going on a work trip, I'm like, okay, do I have sufficient work clothes, you know, business attire, and do I have a running get up? And that's really all I need to check for. If I'm going to Vegas with friends or some other vacation, do I have enough outfits for the days that I'm there and running gear? And that's all I need to check for. But with skiing, it's like, do I have enough outfits for hanging out at night, going to the casino? Do I have running gear? Oh, and do I have all my ski gear? And so my list was extremely long. I literally physically write out a list of things that I need when I'm packing. And I have a pen with me and I cross them off as I either throw them into a pile to be put into the bag, which was the case here, or typically because I'm putting things into a suitcase. I don't have a suitcase for ski trips. I have a boot bag and a ski bag. But as I'm putting it into the suitcase, I cross it off. So there's no way I could be like, oh, yeah, I got that here. Let me just cross it off. And then it rolls off the bed and under the bed, and I never throw it in there, whatever it is. In these exact instances, or in this exact instance, I just threw it into a large pile. And then pretty much everything goes into the ski bag because it's a giant ski bag. I have skis, poles, and then I just encircle my skis and poles with clothes to protect the skis and poles. It's a system. I've done it for many years. It works. Don't question it. But I will say, it was pretty funny. I packed up all my stuff into the ski bag. And, you know, it's zipper clothes and real tight fit. And I was like, all right, good to go. And then I went to stand up and pick it up to go put it in my car. And that's when I saw my poles sitting there. I was like, son of a. So in the boot bag, I have the boots and the helmet and everything else. But in the ski bag, I had the skis and all the clothes, but no poles. Let me see if I can just turn this phone off so you guys don't continue to hear that beeping. But anyway, while I was packing, I was thinking, all right, what can I talk about? What can be my my topic for Scott Speaks, if you will? And I'm not going to lie to you guys, I never came up with anything. So I'm literally just sitting here making this up as I go along, which if you've listened so far, not a surprise. I did want to just come on, let you guys know what's going on, give you a couple updates about the channel, and we'll just keep this nice and short and sweet. Again, for those that don't listen all the time, maybe you're actually listening to this one because it's so short and it's more palatable. If you're hearing that squeaking, it's my chair. I try not to have a squeaky chair, but it's just the way I'm sitting right now. For those that don't listen every week, Todd and I are going to start trying again. We tried a couple weeks ago to do video. We did it on, we record our shows on Google Chat. And we have the two tracks, and then I edit them together, and I do all the work. But Todd is potentially stepping up and offering to actually do some work because he is saying, let's try Skype. Let's try video on Skype. And if we go that route, that'll be cool. We're just trying to, use literally additional channels that are out there for us, and YouTube is certainly one of them. And so the idea is to continue to do the audio the way you guys have always listened on Spotify or Apple Tunes or whatever, wherever you're listening to this right now, but then also offer a video option for those that want to see it. Now, do I think it's going to, add anything to just see our faces? No. But in recent months, and it's almost exclusively Todd that does, in fact, I think it is exclusively Todd that does this, we have the functionality when we're doing the Google Chat version, and this would be the same on Skype as well, to like share pictures and share images and share documents. And Todd will do that occasionally, and we talk about it. And we've talked about it off the air, if you will. And it's like, it's really dumb that we are commenting on these pictures and images that you're sharing with me, and we are the only two people that can see it. Now, if it's a well-known image or picture or whatever, I guess that's fine, but it would be even better if someone could watch along on a YouTube channel and kind of see what it is we're talking about, see what it is we're looking at. So it's something we've talked about. It's something we've talked about doing video for a long time, just so people can see us talking. For some reason, I know a number of people that do video podcasts, and for some reason it does gain traction. Now, we're not going to have necessarily interesting things to look. It's just going to be Todd and I in a split screen. I'm telling you that right now, specifically the outset. We're not going to put any additional video production into it. It won't be the best quality, but I think it'll add an interesting element. And again, some people, for whatever reason, I would think this would be opposite, but some people, during their work day or during the weekend, whenever they listen to podcasts, they just prefer to do it via YouTube. And that's fine. Who am I to say, how you take in the content that you're listening to. So for that reason, we're going to try to add that, again, that channel, no pun intended, for you guys to be able to take in the show and listen to it. So hopefully people will appreciate that and take advantage of that. Other updates on the channel. We a while ago crossed our 5 years from first recording, but we're coming up on our 5-year anniversary from the first posted show. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the first posted show was either May or June. Yeah, June 6, 2018. So we're just a couple months away from 5-year anniversary, which is pretty cool. You know, honestly, as I've talked about several times on this podcast, when the idea to do the podcast originally came to me, I'd had a lot of fun doing radio shows when I was in college. The podcasting game was increasing in popularity. There were a lot more avenues through which you could do it. And I was just like, why not? Why not? Why not do this by, like, literally the thought was do it by myself. Much like Bill Burr is maybe the best known, his Monday morning podcast or whatever is maybe the best known out there for someone who literally just turns a mic on and tries to be entertaining and funny. And I thought, I can do that. I think I'm entertaining. I think I'm funny. Now, a lot of people in this world think they're entertaining and funny, and they're not. I hope I'm not in that category. I hope I actually am entertaining and funny, but we'll let the fans determine that over time. But that's how it started. And then I don't even know how Todd found out about it, but he's like, oh, I want to be part of that. And legitimately, and I've not gone back to listen to the super old podcast, but it's very possible I even said this. Legitimately, I thought he would just be a guest from time to time. And then before you know it, and again, we started recording in October of 2017, I think. And then before you know it, he wanted to do every show that I was doing. He wanted to take part. And it's like, all right, well, let's think of a name. And once it was the Bropod with Scott and Todd, I mean, clearly I can come on and do what I'm doing right now, which is BPST special episode Scott Speaks. But, you know, it was now a show with the two of us. And I'll tell you, and I hesitate and I hate to do this, but I have to give him some credit. The main reason that I really wanted to do the show by myself, aside from the fact that I thought I could do it, and I still believe that I could have done that if that's how it ended up, the main reason is just the freedom of doing it whenever I wanted. Like, I didn't start this every week thing until 2 or 3 years ago. So the whole 5 years, we have not put up a show every week. There would be times where, you know, one or both of us was traveling and we just couldn't put a show together. And we might skip 2 or 3 weeks. But I just like the idea at the early stages of, hey, I want to do a show on a Monday night like I'm doing right now. And then if on Wednesday I want to do a show again, okay, just grab a microphone and talk into it and post it. And, you know, of course, whenever you're starting a new endeavor like this, you have these big dreams of, oh, this is, you know, much like Bill Burr or some of those others, that you don't have to have guests. You just need a microphone and a computer. And that's all that's still all I have. That's still all both Todd and I have. Our microphones are nicer. My computer is also nicer. But, you know, it's still the crux of it is just talking into a microphone and recording the audio. But you have these pipe dreams of, you know, start out with just a few followers, listeners, obviously, and then you get a few hundred, and then you get a few thousand, and before you know it, it's a major podcast. That's not the majority of people that do this. The great majority, 98%+, it's not even profitable. They lose money. That's currently where we are. I pay more for, you know, web server space and a couple other annual fees, the domain name, that sort of stuff. I pay far more and those fees than we actually make for doing the podcast. Even though we do have the sponsors every week, it's probably pretty clear to everyone those are not actual sponsors because some of them are some of the biggest corporations in the world. But yeah, I mean, that was always, you know, in the back of my head. I was like, that'd be cool. Turn this, you know, start out with just doing it for the fun of it, obviously. Then maybe start making a little coin. Okay, now it's a side hustle. Now it's a more significant side hustle. And hell, if it grew up and blew up into, you know, what theoretically it could still be, then, okay, this becomes what I do. And I'd be fine with that. And that's the reason that I got the domain name, the Bropod Network, as opposed to the Bropod with Scott and Todd, is because I was like, Let me get other people involved. Now, as you know, aside from Jamie and I doing the other half show, there haven't really been other shows. I've wanted to start a show with my friend Wilson. I've wanted to do a show with Wilson, Todd, and I, because the three of us have a couple things in common. And the original idea for the Wilson show was Crypto Willie, because Wilson and I used to be in bands together back in the day. The thing that we now have in common, because we live in very different states, is our interest in cryptocurrency. But right around the time that I really started pitching that idea to him, the crypto market was crashing, and I was like, I don't know if now is the right time to do this sort of show. But, you know, I wanted to have that, have the one with Wilson, Todd, and myself, which would, I don't want to reveal the name of the show, but it would basically be a chat about fathers of young kids, because all three of us have kids. Specifically, all three of us have mostly girls. Wilson has one boy of his five kids, but anyway, but it's tough. It's specifically when you don't live in the same area, it's tough to get people to, I'm not knocking anyone that I've just mentioned, but it's tough to get people to commit to it. You know, sure, Jamie and I could do a show every week if we really wanted to. But even that, I don't think she has, you know, she doesn't have the love for it, which is fine. And so we do it every 6 weeks or so, 6 to 8 weeks. And that's okay. And at some point we'll probably, you know, increase the frequency. But that's just kind of where we are at this point. But, and you know, I had other ideas. I tried to get friends of mine. Hey, let's do a pod, like just do one. Let's just do one podcast. Let's see if you have a good time with it. I tried to get a coworker a number of years ago. I was like, I'll bring the microphone to work. We can do it during our lunch hour. And it never happened. So, but anyway, so that's why I started, or that's why the domain name that I picked up was Brobot Network. Because I had plans, and I still have plans. I still think that could launch. I still think that could happen if I just get enough of my friends to commit to it. You know, even once a month, you know, just giving a variety of stuff for people to listen to. It would be certainly burdensome on me, but, you know, and certainly we could post more than one show a week, but it would allow maybe Todd and I just do two shows a month instead of four to five. Or, you know, and again, also give that variety of topics, and it would allow people to have something to look forward to. You know, obviously I enjoy doing the show, but I'm sure if I were to try to go back and listen to them over and over and over, especially now that they average 80 to 90 minutes of just Todd and I babbling, it probably gets a little old to a lot of people. And I totally get that. And you don't have to listen to all of them. Anyone that listens to any shows, I appreciate it. We appreciate it. Please continue your patronage. You know, ultimately, that's the only way we can build the audience for the show. So we appreciate it. But I think if we had people that were like, oh, it's the first, you know, whatever it is, it's the first Tuesday of the month, and I drop the blank show, whatever that show is, on the first Tuesday of the month, like, that'd be cool. And if I did it that way specifically, which, again, this is just an idea I've had for a long time, I could record it at any point. I could record it the night of the first Tuesday of the month, or 15 days before that, or a week before that, or whatever, just so that it's, as they say in the business, quote, in the can and ready to go, and then I just upload it on that day. And so people know to look for it. Now, for the majority of the shows over the last couple of years, I upload them on Saturdays. That's just when it's convenient for me. I have a feeling that's probably not the best time to do it. You probably get more interaction if you do it on a different day, upload it on a different day, but that's just the day that's become convenient for me. It allows me on the last day of the week to hit that deadline of getting a show up within the week. And that's just the cadence I'm into. So that's something else that I'm probably going to work on, putting some variance there and actually paying attention to the tracking. I have the metrics here. I can see how many people listen to which shows and, you know, which shows have the best response rate and all that sort of stuff. But it's not something I spend a lot of time looking at. I'll be the first to admit that. So I probably should do that and should pay more attention to it, just because, again, in an effort to grow the channel and grow the podcast network, I have those tools at my disposal. That's part of what I pay for. I mentioned that I'm paying money to do this podcast and not making anywhere near that much money back. I might as well utilize that so that I'd have a better chance of making that money back. So We'll see. And then again, like another thing that we have at our disposal that's already set up, it's currently active, it's actually in the show notes at every show, is we have merchandise. Like Todd drew up some stuff that for, you know, you can get on t-shirts. I mean, it's a standard, it's Threadless, I think, is the website, but you can get t-shirts and I think you can get maybe underwear. Like you can get a couple different things with the Bropa Insignia. Wouldn't hurt if Todd and I actually ordered one just to like make sure the process works. But we've never done that. To the best of my knowledge, no one has ever purchased anything. And it's because we never talk about it. So that's another thing I could and should do, is kind of publicize the other avenues for not only making revenue, but also publicizing the show, growing the show, if you will. And it's just, all of these things are just things that I have a bunch of other stuff going on in my life, unfortunately, and so it becomes second nature. So does Todd. He doesn't have much more than me, but he does significantly less work in publicizing the show. I know he has two kids and I have one, but come on. So both of us need to kind of get our butts in gear as far as that's concerned and really move the needle for the show and grow the show. And the last thing I would say in terms of where I think the show is going and, you know, future casting the future of the show is continue to encourage everyone that's still listening to me right now to do the same thing. Share the show, tell a friend. It's pretty funny. I go to, you know, for my line of business, I go to conferences and I go and visit people across the country. And a lot of times people will say to me, "Hey, I listened to your podcast." And I never know, does that mean they listened like 2 minutes of it and turned it off? Does that mean they listen to it like consistently? How do they find out about it? Like, I really should engage these people, but more often than not, pretty much every time I'm like, thanks. I'm like, aw shucks about it. And I think that's another lost opportunity that I could probably take advantage of to help build everything and kind of increase the popularity of the network. So again, I'm going to encourage you guys that are still listening right now to do the same thing. You know, if you happen to be listening to it and you come upon a friend or a coworker, just show it to them. If it's not a good episode, hopefully you know of a good episode that had happened in the not too distant past, and you can, you know, tell them about the segment where we talked about, this happened last week, where we talked about the All-Star game for 55 minutes. But, you know, hey, it was pretty entertaining. They had some good ideas for how to change it. They had a good breakdown of the dunk contest, the three-point game, you know, whatever you want to say. Obviously, I leave that up to you guys. But so that's kind of the future of the channel. How do I keep saying channel? That's the future of the show as I see it. Hopefully, and this is why I keep saying channel, hopefully we'll get the YouTube portion of it going and just see what that does. You know, maybe that can get some traction. And hopefully they cross-pollinate, right? People that listen on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this right now, we'll go check it out on YouTube. People that find it on YouTube will eventually come back and listen on Spotify. I don't care where you listen or watch the show, just that people are listening and watching the show. That's really all I care about. So, you know, that's the ultimate goal for me. And, you know, we'll see what can happen. I mean, I know plenty of shows and YouTube channels, you know, that are much better established. They have like a legit marketing campaign, email campaign, Constant Contact, or whatever those companies are, and they get very few views. They don't get many views at all. So I don't want that to happen. I know that could happen, but I feel like there's potential there to get something going. And I know enough people that work in computer programming that maybe we could get them to run some bot that could make it look like we're getting a bunch of hits from various IP addresses. I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but the thought had crossed my mind for sure. And there's a whole story behind how I know that particular technology workaround can lead to results, but I won't tell that on the air. I don't want to out the people that helped me perhaps get this free keyboard, wireless keyboard that I'm looking at right now. But anyway, I digress. So that's it. Again, I just wanted to jump on, give you guys a quick update. I will be, I almost said out of office, I will be out of town starting tomorrow through until Jamie's birthday, which is next Monday. So happy birthday to my wife. But yeah, I just wanted to give you guys an update and kind of give you my vision. Don't often have this opportunity to have this one-on-one interaction with the fans and the listeners. So that's what I'm doing here today. So I thank you for sticking with me all the way through. Just short 25 minutes. That's probably a little longer than even I thought it would be. But again, keeping the content streak alive every single week, you're going to get something here on the BroPod Network. So again, like I said a few minutes ago, spread the word, BroPod Network.com, TheBroPodNetwork@gmail.com. Jeez Louise. Again, TheBroPodNetwork@gmail.com is the email address. Shoot me an email. Shoot Todd and I an email. We both have the ability to check that that address. Let us know your thoughts. Let me know your thoughts on this particularly. And yeah, you know, we'll see where this show can go. You know, do you want that additional variety, or do you like just the flagship show of the BPST? I don't know. I assume people like variety. That's pretty standard in everything in life, but maybe I'm wrong. You guys can let me know. So, again, I thank you for listening. Tell them and do all the other things. You know how to do it. Anyway, so yeah, till next time, guys.